Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to talk about my snacking habit. I, as you can hear in my voice, have had a nasty cold, and I was stuck home for a week with my kid who also had the same cough cold thing. It just burned through my kid's school. And so we were pretty much just sitting on the sofa watching Netflix and snacking. And here comes Perfect Bar. Perfect Bars are these awesome fresh from the fridge protein bars that are packed with protein, which is something that I'm really taking seriously as I'm in my 40s. I want to really make sure I'm getting enough protein so I can build muscle. Perfect Bars are also really delicious. They're so good. Ollie loves the dark chocolate chip peanut butter. They're really satisfying. They come in all different flavors. They have 17 grams of whole food protein per bar. And they're unlike any bars out there made with freshly ground peanut butter, organic honey, just all the good stuff that you want in a snack for you or for your kid. And Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try the refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show, people. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. It's the day before Valentine's Day. This is a holiday that is triggering for folks at times. And instead of talking about how to manifest a relationship or talking about how to get more out of your love, I'm going to talk to you today about how to communicate in romantic relationships. I see Joshua right now behind the camera, my producer, and he is sitting here with me, and Sam's online, and they're all thinking, thank you, Gabby. Amen, Gabby. Thank you so much for this topic. And so this is a topic that we all need. I am hyper-focused on this topic in my own marriage, and I just feel that there's so much struggle in relationships when we don't have the tools to truly navigate and communicate properly. So if you're out there and you're thinking, okay, I don't have really great communication in my relationships and it's a show, this is for you. This is your show. This is for you. And I am really proud to be able to say that this is something that I have worked on tirelessly. I've been in my relationship for, 13, 14 years now. I've been married for almost a decade. We're celebrating 10 years this year. And in my marriage, I have seen such divine opportunities to strengthen my personal growth and development, strengthen my communication skills, and strengthen my level of compassion. Compassion, compassion. Because we're not just in relationships with one person. We're in a relationship with many personalities. From a IFS perspective, internal family systems, I would acknowledge that we all have these multiple parts of who we are. And if we look at our romantic partner as just this one person who's sometimes awesome and sometimes can be an a-hole, then we're going to really screw up our experience because we have to see these people as multiple different layers, multiple different personalities that are inside this one human. And sometimes you're going to get the really grounded, leveled, adult resourced part of your partner. And sometimes you're going to get their five-year-old self because we get triggered and that part of us that's really activated is 5 years old, still stuck inside, and they might show up. So the more aware we are of all the different parts of our partner and the parts of ourselves, the easier it is to start to see them through the lens of compassion, become more curious about what they might be going through in the moment rather than saying, oh, they're just back in that place again. And give ourselves a little bit more space in the way that we react. Because if we can see the other in their own suffering, if we can see the other in their own trigger, if we can see the other in a place that might be old, an old childlike state, then we can come to the table with all of our resources to be more eloquent in the way we communicate, to be more calm, connected, and compassionate. And so this is the first step. The first step is to be conscious and aware of all the different parts of your partner. And if you're not in a relationship right now, these are very valuable tools that you can start to take into your future relationships. If you practice this in your friendships right now or with your family members, you will start to get it as a muscle and you'll start to practice it, build up that muscle. So that when you enter that relationship, that romantic relationship, you will thrive. I promise you this. I promise you. So here's your first practice. Your practice is to be curious about all the different personality types that might be inside your partner. So for instance, if you notice your romantic partner gets really triggered when they're busy, becomes totally shut down and negative when they're busy, that's a part. That's a part that gets triggered around being busy. And so maybe you even help them identify it. But first and foremost, for yourself, you can say, I know that my partner gets really activated when they're busy, and there's a part of them that I can get really triggered by as well. Noticing that there's that activated part. Okay, that activated part shows up when he's busy. Maybe you notice that when there's company, maybe you're in a relationship with somebody who is more of an introvert than you are. I'm raising my hand high right now. And you're in a relationship with someone who's an introvert, you're an extrovert. And this is something I've had to work on a lot with my marriage. I used to be like, why is he so grumpy when we have guests? Why couldn't he just be a little bit different? And it's like, no, he might not want to be that social. I am that social. He's not that social. This sucks for him. And this is amazing for me. So now that I know that and I'm aware of that introverted part of my husband, I can be much more mindful, more conscious of what's going on for him and say, you know what, sweetie, why don't you go upstairs and just excuse yourself and be like, hey, there's some work I got to attend to and come back down when we eat dinner so you can just be relaxed and enjoy the dinner, but you don't have to do the appetizers. Amen. Hell yes. My husband's going to be so much happier just being on his own, chilling out, come back down when the dinner's ready, and then he'll be much more fun and more elevated when he's in that space where he feels more comfortable. Knowing these parts of ourselves and knowing these parts of our partners allows us to show up for them with more respect and more love and more compassion and calmness because we're not expecting them to be what we think they should be. We're accepting them for who they are. Boom. There you go, people. All right. The next step. Practicing nonviolent communication. This is something I brought into the show before. NVC couldn't live without it. Here we are. So you're having a riff with your romantic partner. Maybe it's a common riff that's happened 1,000 times over. And you want to bring a better, positive, more loving energy to how you approach this riff. Here's how you do it. Instead of saying, you're doing that thing again, F you, and getting into the drama and creating a whole day of drama, you could begin with, I'm noticing this dot, dot, dot issue, or I'm noticing dot, dot, dot. and I feel dot, dot, dot. And I need XYZ to feel whatever it is that you want. And here are some suggested next steps. So here it is again. Hey, I'm noticing that you're grumpy when we're having a party, and I feel anxious because I want to make everybody feel comfortable, and I feel like you're not comfortable. And I need a little communication around that. I need you to just let me know what you're feeling so we can work together on that. And here's the next step. Maybe next time we have a party, you start off upstairs, just excuse yourself and say, hey, I've got some work to do. And then you come back down at dinner. Does that sound okay? That would be a nonviolent communication rather than being like, you're being totally introverted and I don't like it. And that's not how I am. Very different vibe. You could save your marriage with this, okay? You could save your relationships, your friendships, your family relationships. Practice now in all of your relationships so that when you get into that intimate relationship, that romantic relationship that's going to push your buttons most, that you know what to do. You have the resources and the ways of communicating. So to recap, step one, be conscious and aware of all the parts of your partner. Be respectful of those parts. Be compassionate to them. See that they're not exactly going to be who you think they should be, but they're who they are. And the more calm and centered you are within that relationship to all the parts of your partner, the more that they can feel safe with you. And safety is the name of the game in a relationship. The more safety we create in that relationship, the more free you can be, the more fun you can have. And then that carries on with nonviolent communication. If you speak to your partner with that grace, with that nonviolent communication, saying, I notice, I feel, I need, here are some next steps, then you can have more safety again. Then the conversations can be resolved. Then conflict can be met with love. And you don't have to be constantly hitting your head over the table, trying to figure out how to make somebody change. But you can meet them where they are and enjoy the relationship, have more fun, and experience a lot more love. Hi guys, it's Gabby. Let me talk to you about a podcast I'm really into. It's called Sauna Sessions. Dating back centuries, humans have used saunas as a place for healing and purification to balance the mind, body, and spirit. And our health and wellness are valuable. And the sauna helps to preserve our best selves and eliminate the toxicity that may harm our well-being. And hosted by Prince EA, Sauna Sessions provides inspiring lessons and perspectives from some of the world's brightest minds. In each episode, Prince EA invites a special guest to an infrared sauna to share intimate conversations about health and the diverse experiences that have shaped their perspective, lives, and careers. Some guests include Lewis Howes, Doug Evans, Sean Stevenson, these are all my friends, 19 Keys, and many other global celebrities, scientists, and activists. Join Prince EA on the hot seat as he and his guests break down life, wellness, and the steps we can take together to better our future. I am a sauna junkie, if you haven't noticed on my Instagram. I absolutely believe in the power of detoxification, and I like that there's this deep dive conversation while you're getting this deep healing at the same time. So listen and follow Sauna Sessions wherever you get your podcasts. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I can't believe that we're already midway through February, and it's really the perfect time for us to really reset our intentions. And this year, I'm really focusing on how I want to feel, because my feelings are what create my reality. And that feeling is what attracts more of what I want into my life. And one thing I do that supports that focus and that commitment, I do it now twice a week actually, is therapy. And therapy is not only helpful for staying committed to goals, but it can also help you really just learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries and how to help empower you. And from my perspective, my therapy has changed me on a very, very deep level. It's changed who I am, and it's allowed me to become more me. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no greater place to go than BetterHelp. It's a wonderful option to get affordable and entirely online therapy. It's not only convenient to be able to meet with your therapist online, but it's also removing all that weird, awkward waiting room and commute and all the things we have to do to get places. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. There's a beautiful testimonial from a user who said, I can actually see progress in my mental health, which is something I haven't been able to say in 15 years. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Bring it in, Sam.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
I mean, this is amazing that you're doing this relationship topic because I have a relationship question. I've been widowed for about 10 years. I've been doing a lot of work on, you know, getting over that situation and that marriage, judgment detox and all that. So recently I was seeing somebody and I could tell it wasn't the right fit. And I could also tell that it shouldn't feel that hard to connect or get going with someone. And I thought to myself, it should be easier. And this isn't working. And one thing I realized was that, I guess one of my issues is that I always try to make things work. Oh, let me see how I can make this work. Let me see what I can do to make this better. And now at my age, I just feel like, no, if it's not working, I'm just going to cut bait. And so I just, you know, kind of ended it. It wasn't really going anywhere. So it's not like it was a giant ending. But it made me realize that I really do want to be in a partnership with someone. And I really do want to experience like a true partnership that doesn't have a lot of issues.
Well, here's the thing. People always say, oh, relationships shouldn't be that hard. Well, relationships are f***ing hard, period.
Yeah.
You were right to cut it off because you're like, oh, this isn't working. And it's early days, so I'm not going to stick around to try to force it. So good for you. But I want you to question and look closely at a few things. One, what is within you that could be in your highest self in that situation? What was missing from you? What could have you have brought there?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Maybe less baggage from my last relationship.
Okay, so there's an indication that there's some more work to do on healing that last relationship. Because right now it's, yes, relationships are hard. But if we show up to relationships in our most resourced way, and we commit to doing the work on ourselves, and we're in relationship with someone who's doing work on themselves, then no matter how hard it is, it can work if you're both working on yourselves. So that is a beautiful, beautiful trailhead. You just got guided right there to see that I could bring less baggage. So my advice right now is to keep working on that baggage. Keep practicing the principles you learn on this show, reading the books, go back and read Happy Days and heal some of the trauma from that last relationship so that you don't bring it into the next one. And that's the work. That's it. Truly, people think, oh, I need to like attract a partner, be this and do that and put the vision board up and lose the weight or whatever. That's a bunch of bullshit if you aren't doing the work on yourself. You hear me, baby?
Yes.
So we had a great opportunity right here, right now to start to care for your internal condition. And as you do, and as you heal, you're not going to be perfect when you meet that partner because there's more for you to learn with that partner. But what you just learned from this one is, oh, I got some more baggage I got to clean up. So go do it.
Right.
Go do it. And whether it's with a therapist, whether it's practicing the principles you learn here, that work, that healing is manifesting the next partner because that partner is out there. They're just waiting for you to feel more free.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Excellent question. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was gorgeous. Go, girl. Who's next? Oh, hello. What's your name?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Elise. What's going down?
Hey. So interesting that I'm on here. I started the manifestation challenge again. And I've been with my boyfriend for, it'll be 4 years this spring. And I've been struggling a little bit because he's amazing and kind and genuine and humble. And everything that I want in a partner, except he doesn't believe in God. And it's something that I have really been struggling with. And in the desire statement, I was like, I want the relationship of my dreams with the man of my dreams. And even though I'm with my boyfriend, I just never am like, he's my soulmate and yada, yada. I guess it's because of this one thing. And I was so sure over the summer. And now, I guess because I'm so focused on that one, I was going to say minute detail, but it's not really that minute because it's something that's very important to me, is that I don't want to have to downplay my faith.
So is shared faith in a relationship a non-negotiable for you?
I guess it's not raising my kids the way that I was raised is a non-negotiable for me.
Is he willing to do that even though he doesn't have the same faith?
It's a topic that there's a lot of tension there. It's more so like, okay, this is like mom's heart.
Do you have children together?
No. Okay. He's just, it's like a hypothetical thing. I guess because I'm also very much into signs. And when I ask for signs, I usually get them. And on this one thing, I haven't been getting any signs.
All right. Well, listen, we always want to play tricks with the universe. The universe is going to give you signs, but you're also here with me right now. So that's a sign, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk like that. The thing I want you to do is I want you to really clarify that non-negotiable. Is it that I have to be in a relationship with somebody who has shared faith and raised our children together, or I have to be in a relationship with somebody who respects my faith? Because if he respects your faith, then you go do your woo. Mm-hmm. I remember my yoga teacher, I was studying a yoga and I was doing the training and I would come home and I'd be in my turban and I'd have my beads and I'd be like vibrating. And I'd come home and I'd be like, Zach, do this Kriya with me. We have to get into this together. And he was like, no, I don't want to have anything to do with that. And I brought this to my teacher and I was like, he doesn't want anything to do with my yoga and he's not into it and blah, blah, blah. And she looked at me and she goes, the second you walk into that apartment, take off your turban and shut up. Because it's not for him. It's for me. And so trust that they can benefit from your faith the more grounded in it you are, and that you don't have to force your faith on anybody. Just be it.
Right.
Just be it. And so I don't know if it's this guy or not, but what I will tell you is if he's respectful of your faith and is respectful of your desire to raise your children in that faith, then let him believe in whatever he needs to believe in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think we're really respectful of each other. It's funny because my cousin knows that this was like an underlying thing and that she would come to me and she's single and she'd be like, I mean, if he doesn't believe in God, it's like a no-go because she's dating. And it was always a little ping for me. It always pained me a little bit because it was like the one insecurity that I have is always being brought back to me in this way. And it was like a mirror in a sense. And I think that's what started getting me going on this one thing again. But yeah, I totally hear you in that sense. Like, take it off. It's not his. It's yours.
Also, here's another perspective. You, I guess, I would imagine, believe that God is in all of us, correct?
Yes.
And so we all have the right to have a God of our own understanding. And you have yours and he has his, which maybe that he doesn't have a belief in it. Mm-hmm. But instead of seeing him in his faith, see the God within him.
Mm.
And pray for him to have God realized in a way that is relevant and resonant for him.
Yeah.
Pray for him to connect to a higher power of his own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be like hitting the gym and getting into a flow state. And that's where he feels connected and inspired and he can hear things. Or maybe it means that he finds that connection on a yoga mat. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or through a creative project. But let him be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for that.
And then your part is to see the God in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think God's not in your relationship. God is very much in your relationship. Yeah, you're taking that in. I can see that, Lisa.
Thank you.
I think you got your sign, Lisa.
Yeah. That's what I needed. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetie.
Beautiful. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A few weeks ago, I had my friend Charvine on the podcast, And it was podcast episode 113. It was one of the first times I was really talking about my obsession with gut health and all the types of supplements that I really swear by and the ways that I have really kept my journey going with my own physical well-being. And Symbiotica is this health supplement company designed with sophisticated formulas that are scientifically proven to increase vitality, longevity, and just overall filling the nutritional gaps that we really just don't get in our modern day diet. We just don't get it. And we talked specifically about their liposomal magnesium L-threonate, which is developed by a team of scientists at MIT. It is extremely essential. And magnesium is one of those minerals that's required for 80% of our body's metabolic function. 65% of adults in the United States are magnesium deficient. And so I personally don't go a day without taking their magnesium L-threonate, liposomal vitamin C, and I take their vitamin D3, K2, and CoQ10. This product is just so valuable because it supports your cellular detoxification. It boosts your energy levels and it promotes healthy immune responses. And because you're a listener of the show, I'm hooking you up with a discount. Use code GABBY on Symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount. That's Symbiotica, Symbiotica.com. And that's code GABBY.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm super surprised to be here. Super happy. So I do have a relationship question. And I actually have on my phone a list of questions for Gabby. Wow. And this has never been on my list of questions for Gabby, but it's just something that keeps coming up in my life. And when you were talking about relationships, I just thought this is the perfect time. And so I'm married, two small children. Throughout the pandemic, we started a business. My husband has his own full-time job. So there's been a lot of stress, but good stress, but just stress. And at the same time, I've been doing so much personal work, entering into my 40s. And that is a time, I think, typically when women do that and start taking the time for themselves. And so my question is, what do we do when we are feeling growth and progress and feel like we're moving forward and it creates tension in a relationship?
I'll explain it to you. So when we're in partnership, we meet because this vibration matches this vibration. And so it's often this is a vibration that's resonant and there's some incomplete parts that meet with these incomplete parts and together they feel a little bit more complete. And when one partner starts to do more work to feel that wholeness and the other partner rises up with them, then they continue to grow together. Whereas if one partner starts to feel that wholeness and the other partner isn't doing that work, then there's going to feel a major disconnect at times, or some of the issues or separation can start to rise to the surface. So my advice to you is to invite him on the journey with you. And it doesn't have to be a forceful thing. It can just be a suggestive thing. You're in partnership together with children and in work. I would highly recommend getting a couples therapist or a coach because those two things are no small thing in and of themselves. And you got both. So doing some beautiful collaborative work together, and you know, sometimes you could meet him around the business part better. So you could say, hey, I really believe that in order for us to do this work together, maybe we can get a coach, like a business coach or a life coach to work with us, or if he's afraid of therapy, let's just start there. But
he's not.
Great. So just be like, I really think that for our business, and you start there, it's for everything. It's for your whole life. But you could say for the business, if you feel like that's going to get through to him, we would really thrive if we had some couples therapy. And I think it's going to be a really good idea for us. And I'm excited about this idea of maybe doing that and see what he says. Yeah.
We've gone through couples therapy and like we had some issues in the beginning of our relationship. I think what happened is we went through that issue. And now we feel resolved in that. And so it's almost like we have to get a little bit deeper. And
we always have to go deeper and you never have to quit therapy.
Yeah, I know.
I have a couples therapist. I have a regular therapist. I have sideline therapists. I have every therapist on speed dial. I am very much an advocate for having a long, long lasting, lifelong journey of personal growth and development. And we need help.
Yeah.
Go get the help. And you can do it in a way with the nonviolent communication. Hey, I'm noticing we're picking up some of these old habits and these patterns, and I'm feeling a little nervous about that now that we have this job together and we've got our kids, and I'm feeling a little anxious and I need to feel a little bit more in sync with this marriage, and I need to whatever else you need. And so one suggestion I have is maybe we go try out a couples therapist. I don't think that's a difficult thing for someone to hear if you say it that way.
Right.
If you say it that way. Whereas if you go to him and you're like, everything's so f***ed up, we need a couples therapist, you know, that's not going to work.
No. Yeah. We tend to run into one issue that continues to happen.
So try that. I'm noticing we're running back into that issue that continues to happen. I feel blah, blah, blah. I need dot, dot, dot. And let's go get a couples therapist. This is my suggestion would be we try out some couples therapy again.
Yeah. Okay.
Trust me. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
And do it with that nonviolent communication. Just to recap, I notice, I feel, I need next steps.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Also, remember, be aware of his parts too, right? So he's getting activated. He has his parts. You can be compassionate. So tap into that compassion before you speak to him with a nonviolent communication.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I will close this show now. I'll close this relationship show. Okay. So it's that time where Valentine's Day is near or behind you, but it's on your mind. And relationships are at the forefront. So rather than just focusing on the present or the chocolate or manifesting a partner or how to get more out of somebody, focus on how you can show up in all of your relationships, in your highest and best, how you can bring more love, how you can bring more compassion, how you can bring more calm energy. The only thing missing is what you can bring. And your partners will either rise to the occasion or not, and the universe will reveal to you what the next move is. But for now, show up, honoring and respecting all of their parts, communicating with nonviolent communication, and being unapologetic about how you want to feel in these relationships. May you all have a lot of love in your life. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.